What is up, feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of The Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, we're going to switch it up. We have Matthew!
What up, everybody? I'm talking to The crowd is wild. It's John Cena!
And of course, we have... Wait.
I said where I can't see him.
Where'd he go?
Tuan!
What up? How'd you watch
that? That one hurt. Just a little bit. Now, I was thinking, because I gave Jackson my PlayStation 4 controller, the camouflage one. I'm like, I know it's going to be hard to see, but I'm going to give you this.
Anyway, Tuan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tachimimashite. Nice to meet you guys. If you haven't been here before, you're coming back, Okaidi, welcome home. Welcome back to the feast.
Exactly. Guys, every time that we have you know, an episode, you guys need to tune in, because Tuan will always say something in Japanese, and we will have him inform you of what he said. So not only are you coming to our podcast to listen to us discuss whatever topic we're talking about for the day, you're also going to learn every day. So
a little Japanese fact, or Japanese phrase, not fact. I guess not really fact when you're just speaking Japanese, but
I mean, it's a fact if it's immutable and it doesn't change. So it's still a fact. And the fact doesn't matter. It's an episode for your day.
We teach the children here.
We care about these kids.
Oh my goodness. But yes, as Tuan said, the fact of the matter is, today we're talking about anime power scaling. Not power scaling, sorry. I always say that. Power systems. Power scaling is nonsense in anime, especially in Dragon Ball Z. But that's not today's topic. How I feel. Dragon Ball Z's power scaling system is dumb. Anyway.
Especially Super, but that's...
Yeah, exactly.
We don't even need to talk about this. You haven't even read the manga yet.
New topic.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, guys.
Moro, man.
We're going to dive into anime power systems. Essentially, as you guys know, in the anime community, in the anime world, there's 50 million different power systems at this point, but there are only a few that everyone out there really, really loves. And so what we want to talk about today is what power system, maybe systems, might allow a couple of options, because there are too many for me to just choose one, right? So what power systems would you like in the real world? Not saying you're going to combine all of them, but like if in the real world you could have a power system, what would you choose? And you can have multiple options, of course, but that's what we're going to talk about today. Anything from Haki to Devil Fruits to Ki from Dragon Ball Z to Stands from JoJo's. You want alchemy? You know, what do you want? You want a quirk? I mean, I don't know, anything. Lots of things out there. So that's what we're going to get into. And before we move forward any further, if you are here or if you're listening to us live, be sure to follow us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and that notification bell so that you are able to join us next time we go live, because we love having you guys here. We love seeing you guys in the comments and just engaging with us as we discuss. And without further ado, who wants to give us their first power system?
I'll start with mine. Also, I feel like it's the most fair power system out there. Because, you know, everyone has a chance. It'd be Pokemon. I mean, I feel like it's a power system.
Yeah,
I feel like it is. It's the way people gain power.
I mean, like, elements are different powers.
What? You don't have a power.
I mean, I have the power to be the best that ever was and to catch them all. And everyone has that power.
I was like, I mean, of course, Pokemon would be cool to have, but I mean, I don't think they have a really power system. I mean, like, unless you come with these IVs, that's not the one that they're gonna choose.
I give this man a chance to start the conversation.
Yeah,
he starts with Pokemon, not even a power system.
I feel like it's a power system.
He chooses a world, not a system.
Because I wouldn't like bring Kanto and stuff, I wouldn't bring Team Rocket and all of that, you know, hoopla into the real world. But like, if I just brought Pokemon. Yeah, you have poachers and you have, you know, crime syndicate lords like Giovanni.
We've already done what anime world would you want to live in?
Yeah.
Today we're talking about power systems. I want you to be on the same page as us in terms of what the topic is today.
Okay. Felt like it was a power system to me for that world, but okay. Other than that, I'd probably bring Devil Fruits in because, you know.
Okay, so I actually want to comment on that really quick because I thought the same thing, but my question to you is, when we talk about One Piece and power systems, are you only wanting Devil Fruits, or do you want to do the whole One Piece Haki and Devil Fruits combination into the Ruru?
Only doing Devil Fruits.
Ooh, interesting.
Hold on.
I feel like I don't need a way, you know, everyone doesn't need to be a way to be beat. Sometimes you just can't beat people. And people just have to live with that immutable fact that, hey, I am ice and you just can't do anything against me. You still have a weakness to the ocean, though, so you can't swim. But I feel like it's not as detrimental because I feel like every world in One Piece, for every piece of land, was just an island. But, you know, in our real world, you can live in the middle of the U.S. and never, ever need to see water or the ocean. So you don't really have to worry about that problem. Literally, if you want to go to any other country, any other city, you almost always have to sail somewhere. And that's just like the biggest detriment to.
I mean, you can think about Alabasta, though. Like, Alabasta is surrounded by desert. There's no, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, it's still an island at the end of the day. A big island, but.
I was like, technically, we're on an island. The continents are islands.
Every continent is an island at.
Yeah. <That's> the... I'm not getting into geography with you
guys.
Yeah. we are not geography experts, for the record.
But. Okay. So Matt, you were going to say something about?
Well, I was going to say something. I was like, for Devil Fruits, because I think Haki.
Also, you still want to get like, one of each.
Yeah, man. I guess I would choose Haki over Devil Fruits, but Haki is also like the potential of a person. I was going to bring up Grim Wars from Black Clovers, like the number of cloves on your book just determines like the potential you have, kind of thing. It's like I don't like when people are given like
just magic. Though.
They're just so they could be so good, but I guess that's also what makes so. Yeah, it makes it so good. Also,
this man jumped to a whole different power system, like as if you weren't talking about Haki.
But like, with Haki, it's like the Conqueror's Haki. Not everybody is going to give Conqueror's Haki. Not everybody in the One Piece world, in our world, will have Conqueror's Haki.
True,
but to be, I guess, to make it more fair, I guess if you get run into a Devil Fruit, everybody has a chance to run into a Devil Fruit, unless you know how to obtain the Devil Fruits.
All right, yeah. First comment for both of y'all.
Yeah,
fuck being fair. I don't give a fuck. If you don't have the ambition to be a king, then you don't get Conqueror's Haki. That's on you. I'm sorry your ambition is so little that you don't get to have Conqueror's Haki. Man up. Woman up. Let's get it.
Just get this work.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming he's going to get Conqueror's Haki. That's all.
I'm not going to get Conqueror's Haki. I don't have kingly ambition. I already know.
Yeah.
But best believe I'm going to work hard on my armament and observation Haki. I'm about to get that Katakuri level of future sight. I'm about to be like hit.
As I say, I when I got up from bed this morning, I got lightheaded. I'm like, there's no way I'm in Conqueror's Haki.
No. I like that. I mean, obviously, I feel like we were going to talk about One Piece anyway. We're One Piece lovers. I would bring both into the road because I do think that I want Devil Fruit. I mean, Devil Fruit abilities is just so amazing of a power system because it is. There are so many, like, right there. There is so much potential there. And I you know, as we saw with CP9 at the time, like, you don't know what you're going to get half the time. Like, unless you're somebody like Marshall D. Teach Blackbeard who had the book or knows exactly what Devil Fruits are what, you're not going to know until you eat. And then you're like, oh, this gave me this power. So like, there is that whole, that like, if you talk about fairness for most of us, that's there because you don't know. Like, it's all kind of random for the majority of us. But then I think Haki is important to add into the aspect as well, because not only to have a fair fight against Devil Fruit users and everything, I mean, because also Devil Fruit users can also get Haki, so you then will still have your advantage of being a Devil Fruit user and Haki compared to just a normal person with just Haki. But the allowance of Haki, just like, because again, you do have armament Haki, you do have observation Haki, and then there are those kingly ambitions. You do have your Conqueror. So like, I think all of it together, it would need to be together to kind of make sense to me. I mean, maybe just hockey could be by itself, but if you're bringing Devil Fruits into the equation, I think you have to bring hockey into the equation so that something can be battled. But either way, I do really enjoy this type of power system, and I think it would be an interesting one to. It's probably the top three for me in terms of what I would have. I don't know if it's like the one I would want, but it's definitely top three. I'd have to work really think hard about the top three to be like, okay, no, this is what I want. But I like very much so like hockey devil fruit combinations because, again, the potential is great, especially if I get something like Big Mom's Fruit or Whitebeard's Fruit.
Or the Power of the Giraffe.
Over. Oh, my God, man.
But I also think, like, you know, I mean, they don't always have, like, a great, like, acquisition to real life, but I feel like a lot of devil fruit you could really help yourself out with. Like, even Foxy's like slow fruit, like just to slow something down.
Honestly, best favorite character.
I get triggered every time that name is brought up.
Gaslighting, Matt. Just talking about even, Foxy.
Like even like, because like if I think I agree with you, Dom, with like the hockey. Because like if you had a Logia fruit without the hockey, I mean Logias are just way too OP, overpowered, and like I mean,
that's what Juan said. He was like, he's like, I'm ice. But like, you just listen to me.
Yeah,
it's a roulette. Like you really just have to take that chance of, I mean, an elemental advantages would, you know, affect that too.
Sorry, say that again. Someone, we lost you for a second.
I said, like sometimes you just have elemental advantages. Like if you control plants and I control fire, and I can just burn down your plants, it's just nothing you can do.
Right, but. Like I think when it comes to that though, there aren't enough devil fruits for every person.
You don't need
so that's why the addition of hockey would come into play, because if I can't get a devil fruit or if I don't want a devil fruit, I can still at least have hockey to still fight you. Like yeah, no. You because again, you would still have like you as a devil fruit user should still have an advantage because you can also get hockey, but you have your devil fruit ability. And of course, if your devil fruit is strong and your hockey is strong, you can still beat me, no problem. But I would have to train harder to get to be able to beat you. So like, it's still fair. And you guys were all talking about fairness earlier.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be fair with Pokemon. One Piece, not so much. Devil fruits.
I don't think Blackbeard's Yamayami is a mythical Logia.
No, I'm just, it was a thought just for,
okay.
But like, right, it was sorry. Like, I had like a weird theory. I just want to put it down at least on paper. I should have done it in my own notes, but.
Do Logias have mythical versions? Like.
I'm sure everything
will but, have. But I mean, that would kind of explain his power. Of
like zones are really the only mythical ones just because they're like.
Mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, no one is just ice or fire or. Magma or
mythical, you know. Logia fruit, yeah. First fire,
first came fire, then came water. I mean, is it? Oh, no, that's all a strange theory.
Dragon's wind water, power, maybe. Logia. I mean, like he is wind.
Well, so
we don't know.
That's a different topic for different.
I'm not going to talk about this on stream because there are theories that my people who are watching One Piece that aren't fully caught up with. But Matt, you're onto something with theories I've seen. Yeah. It's about Dragon, Luffy.
The Green Bull.
Yeah, Green Bull, cool. And then Inazuma. Yeah. We will talk about that off screen.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool. I just wanted to put that down because I was like, oh, that's not a bad thing. But going back to power systems.
Yes, you were going into
Black Clover.
Yes, Grimoires.
Yeah, it's just the potential because, like, I remember like the first episode when they get the Grimoires. Like, I know, was it Asta doesn't get one because he doesn't have any magical powers until he gets a that, and then you know, gets a four clover, and everybody's like, oh my god, like he's the next chosen one. He's gonna be the next Magic King because I think the first Magic Wizard or my god, it's been a while since
Magic Wizard.
Wizard King. Thank you. Yeah, first Wizard King had the four clover, and nobody else did until got the four clover, which eventually. I'm going to stop there. I don't want to get into the manga with that, but.
Yeah, because fuck you. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, he has the next most potential, and then Asta gets a five. It's like, what does a five mean then? Which we know is a devil power, but. But
so you bring.
But I'm thinking Grimoires, but like I just hate the potential of like, oh, like you're given a book and like your potential, like I only have one clovers, like that's all you're gonna get, like if you even have magic.
So I feel like it honestly, Grimoires are pretty fair as well, because everyone except Asta. Asta's literally like, they say it's very few people, but Asta's literally the only person I've seen without magic of some sort. Does mom have magic?
I don't know.
We and don't I think know in, her mom. I think you're thinking of the devil.
No. We know Asta's mom. That woman, that's Asta's mom. It's been like.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Yeah, at the last chapter before the break, is that covered on the last one break? Yeah,
it's on break because it's on its final arc also.
Yeah, yeah. So like when Asta and Libe were talking, and Asta was like, "Thank you, you let me like you showed me my mom or something like that." Like it was confirmed.
Confirmed. Like the one that was taking care of Libby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, everyone kind of thought that was because I mean they look alike, and then it was confirmed.
Okay. Yeah. I just Googled it too. Yep.
My question with Grimoires though is in its fairness and all. You only have one magic type, and to me that's so interesting because like, how much of that is like you get to choose your magic type versus how much of that is just like it's just what you were given, like you I know. Like it, go ahead.
I was gonna say I feel like it's genetic in a way because like all of Noelle's family, they're all water users.
Her brother is a silver user.
Silver. Yeah, liquids, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
but like also the Vermilions, they're except for
they're all fire. Know, yeah, plant.
But the girl with plant, she's like a Vermilion too.
Yeah,
isn't she?
See, exactly. Like, yeah, she's a Vermilion too. She's part of the family lineage. Like, but no, she's part of Noelle's family line.
Yeah, but I mean, they have like a cadence to like a, you know, I feel like it's a family because they're also like have a noble like. Power system within them, like nobles are usually 9 times out of 10 stronger than regular people, and it's just like a bloodline thing, so you have like that potential in your bloodline, so you do get to pass it down, but yeah, you're kind of stuck with what you get.
Yeah.
But like, at least everybody gets some magic. It reminds me of like kind of like use it for your everyday life. Sorry,
I'm gonna bring it over to like Naruto. It's like it's kind of like the chakra. Like you're born with like a certain element. I guess you're born with a certain grimoire, like already established when you even before you're born.
Yeah,
yeah. And but, I mean, it's just the application of power because what's his name? I want to say Ember, but the guy with the bat. I think of it.
The guy with the bat.
Magma.
Oh, the magma. The guy with the fireball guy. Him and Zeke.
He was able to like really utilize. He has the power of fire, but like that last attack, the fight, King of the Devils.
I know what you're getting at. He was able to, but that was his attack. The linking. I felt that was part of Seki too, because he learned how to write script. Yeah, that was like part of them leveling up was learning to get to that next tier of being a magic user. They had to learn how to write like actual magic script.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's a way to improve that he's not born with a lot of magic power, but he's still able to improve and become a great, you know, magic thing.
I don't even know if it's improving. It's just pretty good. Because all that really did didn't improve his magic ability. It just made he was shared with the stronger person. So like now they had equal amount because he stole theirs.
I like how they did it because I mean, like some people were chosen like luck and everybody they got to go train off, but like him and Zeke, since they weren't in like the chosen ones, they had to work on themselves and figure themselves within kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're not because luck's like, oh yeah, Magma, don't fall too far behind or I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, but it's like it's not the amount of power it can be, but it's the application of it that really comes into effect. And if you're like a great tactician, like I think about with Shikamaru. Like Shikamaru could go into the Black Clover power system and just wreck, even if he was still just given the ability to like just use his shadows. Even Naruto, he's able to do that. Like I think the Nara clan's power is trash, like absolutely trash. And somehow Shikamaru is able to use it effectively in battle against an immortal at that. But it's the application of power, I think, with I was gonna say Aaron, Grimoire, and like
interesting. Yeah, no, Grimoire is definitely not one that I would care to have, but I'm interested to hear you guys talk about it. Or interesting to hear you guys talk about it for sure.
I mean, Grimoires have a lot of
my biggest thing when it comes to magic is how with pretty much all magic systems, when you get magic, you get one type of magic. And yeah, I just like, I would love the thought of having magic, but I hate being limited. Like, I don't want you to be like, hey, bam, we're throwing magic in your world. And I'm like, oh, bet, magic? Oh, hell yeah, I get to do, I'm going to summon ice here, fire there, I'm going to summon some plants here to save this farm. And you're like, no, you get one. Choose your one, and then you can only have your one. I'm like, oh, but I want more.
I want them all.
Like, I don't need everything, but I don't want one. Especially again, because like you don't necessarily really get to choose your one. Like again, like the Vermilions, you're born into that. The Vermilions, you're born into that. The he didn't know he was like wind was gonna be his thing, but wind was his thing. Luckily, he got the wind spirit and everything else in the Black Cloak and everything else about fucking you know. So
luckily, he got more than that. But
yeah. But then like he got like Seki, for example. He can only like summon the like tools. Like his magic is to make tools. What? Like what? I'll have an impenetrable defense, and then I'll also break the trade through this. You're like, and, like that would be. I would be so upset with that magic power if I was finally given a Grimoire, and that was my ability. Oh, you get to summon random little tools, and that's it. I don't want this. Take the book back from me. I'm just gonna go be a commoner. Fuck it.
I mean, commoners can use magic too, because we saw like. When Black Clover started, like the kid, other kids at the orphanage, they were just using magic to do everyday tasks. I was like, it has real world application at least. So we're like, hey, if I can manipulate water, I'm going to be all right. Like, I could use this to make money and survive in the real world or out in the wilderness if I needed to.
I'll say, because we're kind of thinking of like in battle situations, but I mean, there are very,
I guess, no, like with. I definitely fully understand the day-to-day applications of it. I just don't want one. I don't want to, one, not be able to choose my one, and then two, just only have one type of magic I can use, and that's it for me.
I was thinking magic, like, with, like, fairy tale magic, does that, because they kind of choose their own
fairy tale?
Because, I mean, like, because Natsu was raised by Natsu, a fire dragon.
Yeah, he could, and Natsu has used electricity and eaten every other kind of.
But right. I think what do we don't please don't use Natsu for an example of being able to use lightning and stuff. You know exactly why he was able to do that. Natsu was not a good example to use. Luck, yeah, but, I mean like, not luck, but Gray and them ice because of their man. Like you go down.
They were like a teacher.
Yeah, it's about how what you're taught to use. So like Kana, she just has like a jack of all trades, literally kind of magic because her cards can just be kind of anything. Like, I feel like you do have, like, lineage-based magic, like Mira Jane, Elfman, and what was her name? The one who came back.
I think it's Lisa. Lisa.
Whatever.
But is it, but I guess for that, though, is that lineage, or is that, again, like, were they all just trained to do beast magic?
I don't know. It just seems like anyone can learn anything. Like, Lucy decided, like, to be a celestial wizard.
Her mom was a celestial.
Her family thing. Yeah, but
because then, like, if I think lineage, then my immediate thought goes, well, I mean, yeah, you're about to say kind of actually at the same time, Laxus and Makarov, but also I think, okay, well, Gildart's used his wasn't gravity, his was like destruction magic or whatever, but then Kana has cards that's nowhere near the same.
Yeah, so I feel like you can kind of do anything, and her card magic seems to be kind of based on her personality because she likes to drink, she likes to gamble. Cards make sense, so I don't know.
That's just character design.
It's an interesting topic. But it's kind of intrinsic to the person, but yeah, you could learn anything because Gray didn't know ice magic; he just was taught ice magic, and there was nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you know, now, likelihood more... of learning or not learning ice magic.
Now, what I would be interested in seeing in the real world, and I know I just talked about not being able to choose, and I still like this one from like it's still because you can't because you don't really you don't get to choose, but it would just be so interesting to see in the real world quirks. Mm-hmm. I would very much enjoy quirks in the real world because, like, it, I don't know. I just think it would be so, so interesting to actually have this type of power system in existence.
Of course. I mean, we'll all be superheroes. That's who doesn't want to be
no, superheroes? We wouldn't all be fuck superheroes. No.
Yeah,
no. Because there are some, like, honestly, no. The dude that can talk to birds, how did he get into the A rank class? Like,
that Ivy class A, whatever. That
Invisible Girl, like, I mean, she passed because she didn't get attacked because no one could see her. But, like, that doesn't really have any application other than maybe espionage. But,
yeah, like, that's kind of to be in it. That's what I was thinking with the dude, with the guy that can talk to animals as well, though, was like he is your information gatherer. All he has to do, hey birds, hey squirrels, go out, go eavesdrop, come back, tell me, you know, report in type of nonsense. So like but I see where you're going though. That isn't class 1A level. That's like a 1B. You get to go to class 1B. You can still be in the hero class, but you're in B. You're B level.
There should be like honestly, a supportive hero class is what they should have.
Like it like I was gonna say, like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Sky High.
Forever.
Like, you get a hero class and you get a sidekick class. Hey, you're gonna. I'm sorry, my dude, but you're a sidekick.
But I mean, because they do have it broken up into like, you know, you have the people whose quirks or whatever are for just for building tools and instruments and equipment, and so like they did break it up like that with that one group. So why wouldn't they do the same? Why wouldn't they have a you're my heroes that are, you know, attack and defense. You're my heroes that are espionage and information gatherers. You're my heroes that are just this. Like that would make more sense. Actually.
That would be a better way to distribute the class rather than just a ranking of like A, B, or C. Or if you're going to do that, have it in categories too. Hey, these are your combat focused quirks. Hey, these are your support focused quirks, your healing quirks, like, was it Nurse Girl, Recovery Girl?
Recovery. Give you a kiss to tell you up.
Kiss your boo boo. Make sweet it all
old,
better.
Sweet old lady kissing your boo boos.
But yeah, that would be a better way to use that system. And then, you know, the only thing I wouldn't like about that is some people just look weird, like, and it doesn't really have any purpose. But I guess that's what you got to deal with. But like the lizard guy. He just looks weird. He doesn't. Stain is his influence. He doesn't have any other power other than just looking like a lizard.
We don't know that. We haven't been able to see anything that he does until
he's a getaway driver. He's always the getaway.
That's how
driver.
They. That's how they choose to use him. That's their fault. That's his fault.
I was just thinking of like quirks is like one of my favorite questions. Like, what would be your useless superpower kind of thing? There'll be people with useless superpowers, like
like a dude that can only like lift napkins, like with telekinetics. It would be like stupid like that. He can only lift
five grams at a time.
It's like, and that would definitely happen because there are people with useless quirks or no quirks. Like, I've seen more people without quirks than I have without magic in Black Clover.
Well, yeah, remember, also, I think with Black Clover, it got to the point where I think it's for both. Most people don't have quirks, and most people have magic. Yeah.
They say like 20% of people don't have quirks, I believe.
And Deku was one of them.
Yep.
Or was he?
Just crying while watching All Might save the world. Just tear down the eyes. It's a little small child.
I would 100% pull the Endeavor.
You'll pull an Endeavor.
I wouldn't abuse my kids like that fucker did, but I would 100% find a woman that would be that. Whatever my power was, and I knew my power plus whatever other power can make a much more strong, whatever needed child. Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
We'll have four success. We'll have three kids unsuccessful in the making, and then.
The thing is, again, but where Endeavor messed up was that he was beating the shit out of his kids, except for his daughter, to try to get them to to figure out who can be strong with fire and ice and yada 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 and like all that training. I'm not gonna do that. But I'm going to make children that have multiple abilities. Absolutely.
With our powers combined.
I mean, how do you even know that something else is going to come out of it like that? Like, because I'm trying to think of, we don't, that's the thing. We need to see more of the kids and their parents to see if they have the same kind of power. I mean, it's just, it seems like quirks can be passed down genetically, but.
Or given.
I'm trying to think.
That's kind of what we've seen with everything. Like Froppy, hers is that way. I mean, we see Endeavor and his kids, like theirs is that way.
I thought you were gonna say as we see with Invisible Girl. I was like, no, you can't.
As we see with Invisible Girl,
yeah,
her whole family's invisible.
Yeah.
So I think for the most part, it is also genetic. I think it also comes down to how your parents choose to mix as well. Because again, like probably her mom is a frog and her dad's a toad, so like. Obviously she's gonna be that. So like maybe it's just like a quirkless parent and then a parent with a quirk, maybe that might make something different that's not the same as dad, whatever. Like
yeah, we need to see like Bakugo's parent. I know his mom doesn't have any quirk, or we haven't seen her quirk.
I feel like they talked about Bakugo's parents. Hold on. I'm going to give you an answer in 0.5. According to the explainer, Bakugo gets his explosive powers from a combination of his father's acid sweat and his mother's glycerin quirks. So, yes, his power is a combination. Yep, see? Bam. It's all genetic.
Haha, bam.
Yeah, because he sweats nitroglycerin and it explodes. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So it's all genetic.
And it helps that he's actually over. That's right, because like they talked about, if he didn't actually have as much of a temper, he would actually die with all like the chemical buildup.
And then of course, it's funny because I think Deku's mom's quirk was really low. Yeah, what was hers? Object attraction. She makes things like float towards her very slowly. Like that's such a lame. I was like, it's really good. Deku either didn't actually get a quirk or that his quirk was taken because that that's a trash ass quirk. But hey, it could be useful. It could be useful in the sense of like if I wanted to, like you know, travel. What's going on a flight, and I wanted to bring my suitcase, but I didn't want to pull my suitcase. Just put my quirk on my suitcase, and it'll just follow me because it's being attracted to me, and I don't got to touch nothing.
Yeah, like
it's lame, just like airplane, just start running out the cargo, and then your suitcase just hits everybody in the back of the head while it's being attracted to.
Yeah, you have like small real world application, like. Mm-hmm. If you can talk to animals, you can work on a nature preserve, and you could really have the most, like, you know, the most effective or fruitful or prosperous nature reserve or something like that, because you can talk to animals and know exactly what they need, or you could become a vet like Dr. Doolittle and like, hey, this is what's bothering me. So, you know.
It'd be a good power for a veterinarian.
It would be.
Oh, and I just thought of a terrible joke of Invisible Girl's dad is John Cena.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's all right, change the title of today's episode. Yeah, John Cena.
John Cena, nothing but John Cena. That's the last John Cena reference I'm gonna make.
I doubt that.
I know, yeah. Hopefully today. That's
is that the last time we've seen John Cena? That'd be bad. Oh,
and cut.
It's been a good run, everybody.
But yeah, there are some really good ones out there. Like I thought, well, I know it's the cusp of anime, but like Avatar Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Bringing the ability to control elements in. I would definitely love that. And that would be a waterbender. I'd have the ability to be the Avatar. In this, if I brought it to the real world, I wouldn't bring an avatar.
Yeah, we don't need an actual avatar. Yeah. No, the different bending, nature bendings would be fantastic. And what would I do?
Except the mass genocide of the Air Kingdom.
I never actually know which one I want. I know I wouldn't be a firebender. That's one I know I don't really care that I'd be.
Granted, I feel like fire and air have that advantage just because you don't need the element there. Like you can just create fire, and air is just everywhere. So
so much of me thinks I would be an airbender, but
I'd be Earth.
It's like
I want to be
Airbender. Airbenders are practical but not cool, in my opinion.
I like that spear ball and then just go travel around on a ball.
Yeah, like, I mean, like yeah, like yeah. But then like, and obviously when you're airbending, sure you can kind of see the little tornado you just made, but with your waterbend, like waterbenders have so many cool applications, and you know, looking at people waterbend, firebend, earthbend is so cool. Looking at people airbend, you're like, that's lame as shit. But like,
so I have been listening to, well, I also listened to the Avatar Kyoshi books. I think there's been two out so far. Yeah. And this is what, 150, 200 years ago before Aang?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally different world. Like, most airbenders are not like, you know, nomads, but there was one airbender. He literally like went out in the ocean and was like sinking ships with like the monsoons that he was creating with his airbending. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, it, I always felt like that too. It's like air is such a soft bending skill, but I was like, you do get gliders so you can fly around.
Yeah, it's absolutely destructive. And I mean, like, just like what happened in Legends of Korra, like, you if you wanted to, you could literally take the air out of someone's lungs.
Yeah.
But...
That's messed up.
Yeah, like that. Okay, you go out there and you can make muckduck. But what else are you doing? Yeah. If you're flying and you're committing muckduck, good for you.
Yeah, water I can heal, I can... make a house for myself. I can live on the ocean. The world is 70% water, so I'm gonna be all right.
Exactly.
You can control the temperature of it. You get blood bending possibly on a full moon. High likelihood if it's a full moon. Some people can blood bend without it, but yeah, definitely water.
Fire is nice in the sense that like you'll never have to worry about being cold. Right.
Yeah.
Except for whatever their solstice it is that doesn't have them. But like outside of that, like,
oh, it's lunar.
I was like, Dom, have you been outside lately? It is.
Yeah. Hot. Like, well, yeah. But like, just like when Zuko went to, you know, the Northern Water Tribe, outside of that eclipse happening, my man was fine. Just summon up fire, keep him moving, warm himself up.
Also, like, if you have enough power, you can just, there's a stepping technique they use in Korra. Kyoshi. It was like dust stepping, what you could do with any of the elements, where you can just kind of like use jets of fire to like, you know, get to high places if you need to. I don't know, it has a lot of applications.
I mean, you saw when Azula was fighting, she was just practically flying when she fought with her using her fire.
Yeah, and her fire burns so hot that it burns blue, so it's just that much more intense. I always wanted blue fire. If I was going to be a firebender, I would only want to have blue fire just because it looked the coolest.
I would just master how to do lightning bending at that point and just be fucking shit up with lightning. Nah, yeah, water definitely is probably like, I feel like it's typically comes down to water or earth for me, and I don't know between the two. So whatever I get,
whatever you get.
I was like, Don, we'd probably be, me and you would be earth, Tom would be water.
Yeah, but it's the same. Like I so much like, as Tom was meant, like just the application of water and like how much of the world is water, and just like it. Not a lot can beat you as a waterbender, if we're being legit.
I was thinking also, like, if you brought, like, bending into the world, that pretty much would solve, like, our energy crisis. Any one of the four, you're going to be able to, like, make your own energy. Like, if you could bend lightning, at least you, with fire bending, you can make your own energy. With water, you could power a water mill. Air, you can power a windmill. So, I was like, a world's energy crisis wouldn't be bad at all.
Or so we would hope.
Yeah. That is some positive thinking, the other one, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to jump into a power system that we talked about before we actually went live, because I think we all like this power system. And, you know, obviously, we can talk about, as the question we had earlier, which one is the most fair? Is this the one that's the most fair? Maybe not. But Nin from Hunter x Hunter. I think Nin is one of the top tier power systems because it is something that you choose. Like, again, obviously, whatever type of Nin user you can be isn't something you got to choose. It is inert. It's part of you. But once you get that, you still have a huge variety of like your imagination to come up with how you want to or what you want to do. You're not just born and told you got to be a fire user. You got to do this. You got to do that. Like, okay, cool. I was told that I can only whatever. Like, I forget all the different types they have. But like, once you learn what you are, you then get to use the extent, the fullest extent of your imagination to come up with what you want your power to be. And I think that is hands down amazing and kind of lets us see what we've been seeing throughout Hunter x Hunter is there's just a huge variety of what people have and what they can and can't do. Like, it's fantastic.
You know, it's, yeah, like we said, it's probably the most fair of everything because it's actually what you can conjure, what you can think of to make it your own power of itself. You can, I mean, one, Hisoka's power should not be as strong as it is. Like, Bungee gum is the most, has a property of rubber and gum. It's like, oh, that's dumb. Like, nobody, you can't do anything fair with that or cool with that. No, he makes it work.
It's the application of power. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I was about to do the same thing. You're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, like, you guys go ahead, Tolan, sorry.
I was going to say the power system or the categories are enhancement, so strengthening themselves or objects, transmutation, changing the quality or aura to match something else, conjuring, creating objects from aura, specialization, unique effects, manipulation, controlling animate or inanimate things, and emission, detaching aura from the body. So, yeah, it's just how creative you can be with any of those, and you're just... a golden ticket winner, essentially, if you get specialization to just do whatever the fuck you want. Mm-hmm. Like Kurapika, he like pigeonholed himself, but also made himself like immensely powerful against one type of enemy.
Yeah, but he's a conjurer. But when his eyes activate, he becomes a specialist.
Yeah,
but then you have like
because then he it's still in plat or practicality into the chain still with the specialist. Because he can only use certain fingers when he's in a special when he's in the
no he can use all of them, period. But he but to actually do it, he has to use them against the spiders. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he dies, and that's what made him even more powerful. But he can still like kick ass, take names,
roll against himself.
Yeah, like I think he can use some of the fingers against everyone, like. Chain that this is used just to capture, I think he can use it against anyone, but then like he can't like actually hurt or go to kill using the chains except for on the spiders.
Because he has like manipulation on one of the fingers too.
Exactly. And then you have manipulation like Illumi uses
Killua's brother.
Yeah, with the needles. Ooh. Like he used those to control all those people to change himself, manipulate his own form into being something different. The one guy from the spiders who also is a manipulator who just uses the one pin and the remote, like that shit's dope. And like different ways that they came up with these things. So I mean, yeah, I think Nen's fan. I mean, so many categories, so amazing.
So complex.
Yeah,
it's been out since like 2004, and like we still are trying to decipher it.
Yeah. Today. I think Nen.
Because I think Nen is just a better way. Because I mean, the same author, he did Yu Yu Hakusho, and like Yu Yu Hakusho is spirit energy. I mean, that'd be a cool power, but like that's Nen's just like a better version of that.
Yeah, I always was so like unimpressed with Bobara's sword. Like it's honestly a great ability. Sword. I was like,
hey, don't shit on my man. Look at this.
Look at energy.
I gotta go. Look at this. That's so badass.
That's a cool sword there.
It looks like why am I blanking on names today? One Piece. Kizaru's sword.
Yeah.
A light sword. Even Kizaru's sword is cooler than that one for some reason because he can create like multiple ones. But
I think it's
like,
because swordsmanship
is usually awesome, but it's like, oh, I have this energy, like spirit energy. You know what I'm gonna do with it? Make a sword.
Because doesn't I forget people's name, but doesn't he have to also like pick up some type of
Kurabara?
Yeah, doesn't he have to pick up something to then make the sword?
Like at he didn't. First he does.
At first, okay.
He had a
hilt.
He had a hilt from the Dark Continent arc that enhanced his sword that can actually cut more stuff, or make his sword bigger.
It makes it more
less energy he has to use to
produce and more sword. Corporeal. Like it's a more solid sword.
Yeah. The first time he does it, it's cool. But then he keeps on doing it, it's like, okay, that power, what else different can you do with the power? The first time he brought it out, I mean, everybody, I freaked out. I'm like, cool, I would love to have a sword as my power. But
when you see Yusuke using like spirit gun and you're like, I have a sword, it's like, it's when everyone else has a sword, like Bleach, everyone has a sword. Awesome. And then there's that one guy, he has pistols. That's cool. But everyone is also like just fast as shit, like just inhumanly fast. But he's running around, like running across, you know, the tournament fighting area. And he's like, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my same thought. Like, yeah, when I see my teammate can use a spirit gun, I don't want a fucking sword.
Also, Hiei has a sword 10 times cooler than Kuwabara's. But, and he also has that, like, fire dragon technique.
OG Sasuke.
And then Kurama with his whips. Like, Rose whips are even cooler than the sword to me. I don't know why. It's just maybe something about Kuwabara, but his
range
does not impress me.
The Rose whip has more range.
Yeah.
And practicality.
And everything. And it's not Kuwabara.
It's really Kuwabara that I have a problem with. And I don't know why. I need to give him his flowers, I know.
Because he's a ginger.
No, it's not.
It's like Leorio, like his power for Nen's like the teleportation kind of like it's kind of cool, but it's not the coolest thing.
I can punch here and it'll actually hit over there.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be a lawyer, and I mean we know why he wanted to, but yeah, a doctor. It's just like, why are you going through the Hunter Association to be a doctor?
He
has his own reasons.
Yeah, but didn't make it past the first part of the exam.
That's good.
Do you think that, like, if we brought Nen into the world, we would have to have like a hunter organization or association to regulate all this stuff, or people are just going to go rampant with like their powers and license and whatnot?
I mean, the Hunter Association doesn't regulate Nen users.
Yeah, sure. It's just, yeah.
If you become a hunter, you can do whatever you want. That's what the Hunter Association is. If you become a hunter, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. You have unlimited money, unlimited resources, and you can't really get in trouble for doing things that you want to do.
Yeah. If we brought Nen into the real world, do you think we would by default like create a system like that? Or do you think we would just keep our own regular government and rules and regulations on, like, regulating people?
I mean, of course, I feel like someone somewhere, some power that be would want to make some type of regulation. That's just how humans work, is that we want to try to control and regulate. So, yeah, someone somewhere would try to be like, no, we're going to put it in control. And what's crazy about it is that someone somewhere would most likely be a normal-ass human who just has a bunch of money, which is controlling people with superpowers. I don't get that. But that's 100% how it would go, because that's just how humans operate.
And we all make like, nothing's ever been set in stone. We just make the rules as we go.
Yeah, and if I'm in control and I see something coming up, I want to continue to control whatever the new things are, you know. But I would be the type of Nen user that if someone was like, "I'm gonna make this thing to control you," I would gather as many people as I could that were against that and go attack. I would be Magneto. I think I would go on Magneto's side when it comes to X-Men, not to the extent of where Magneto was like, we need to kill all the humans, but I would be like, anybody that tries to control us and is like, we're the wrong ones in the wrong, I need to be controlled, I'm going to be like, nah, fam. Like, you don't get to control my life and tell me what I can and can't do. Goodbye.
Yeah. Magneto's heart was in the right place. He just, the extent that he was willing to go through.
Man, that means the application awful. Was my friend.
Isn't X-Men powers kind of like quirks kind of thing?
Yeah, that's essentially.
Yeah, because so, they're like they're mutations and Orochi mutations. So
yeah. You don't get to choose your power with that. You just get to be Jean Grey, or you can be Cyclops.
I'd want to be Deadpool.
I like Cyclops.
I mean, I had to activate his power, but they kind of did the same thing with like DC currently.
I remember the first Deadpool movie. Deadpool's like, it's like you guys don't even have the budget to make to get all the X-Men here.
This is a really big house for just three people. It's like you guys didn't have the money.
To have all the cameos you wanted.
It's like his Professor Xavier home.
Magic system to bring in, honestly, would be alchemy. Like, everyone has It's pretty fair. You just have to have the knowledge of equivalent exchange and know how that works. You know?
I mean, it's,
give sorry, some
background noise, but that's a. But at the same time, I guess that's how like alchemy, like we make steel bars and stuff like that. I mean, we just use heat and materials and just change it to what different, to different things.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to want to have the ability to do alchemy without having to make a transmutation circle every time, or like I'm just going to keep like pieces of paper with pre-drawn transmutation circles.
I was going to say it's good at tattoo.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mustang. It, I mean, yeah, he had the glove.
Mustang is on the he's on the glove. I would just get it tattooed.
Yeah.
Man, gloves. Hope
it doesn't fade or something, and you get a cut in it, because if there's one mess up in the transmutation circle, everything can go wrong. End up with Edward.
Right. The cool thing is you could get it tattooed, and then you could cover the tattoo, because you still have the circle, but then you have the circle protected.
Sorry. Like, I was gonna say like Scar, but Scar had his race history tattooed on him, right?
I was gonna say because it's been so long since I've seen Full Metal Alchemist, brother. That I forgot what Scar could even do. I just know he kicked ass. I just don't remember how he could.
He kicked ass, and he had like lightning power too.
Yeah, but he would like grab people and then I feel like shock them or just blow their heads up or something like that. Yeah, he was going around murdering people like. Hardcore.
Committing mucked up.
We had some messed up things they did in that show. Some of the history where they just go genocide.
Oh, yeah, like the real world?
Just like the real
world. It's full of genocide. Next.
Anything that you could think, Matt? Another thing I think of. Oh, Twani, you somehow muted yourself again. You did that last time. Nope, you're still muted. Okay, he's hitting us. Okay. Yeah, Matt, do you have another one that you could think of?
Yeah, there's a... I have a little list. I can see the key chakra and breathing styles from Demon Slayer, but I wouldn't want to bring any of those in. I mean, breathing style is not really a power, is it? I mean...
It's a power system in the sense that, like, you do have the different type of breathing techniques, and they are used to be stronger and beat demons... Because, you know, sun breathing is the strongest breathing technique, so it is a power system. But, like, at the same time, bitches, it's just breathing a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess all of it is just an application of, not all of it, but, you know, you have extra effects to what you do now, I guess. So you can stop your heart or start it or run faster because of your breathing technique. So,
or slow down the bloodstream. Because we can technically do that. We actually
practice. Demon Slayer is literally how good can you breathe? That's the anime.
Can you hold your breath?
The water, the butterflies, all that shit are special effects that don't actually happen. When they're actually fighting, there aren't actual water coming from the sword. There is no actual fire coming from the sword. None of that actually happens. They're just breathing, and we get the visualization of whatever their technique type is. But for them and their world, they're just swinging swords and breathing a certain way. I don't want that. Yeah. I don't care.
Gosh.
Now the application, like you were saying, of being able to breathe to heal myself or stop myself from dying, things like that, fantastic. But the power system of breathing is no.
No, And then the other one, Key. Like, I would love to become a Super Saiyan. I think who wouldn't want to become a Super Saiyan?
It's not about Super Saiyan, though. That's a race specific thing for, mm-hmm. I guess, Key expansion. You could
learn Kaioken.
Yeah, and you can fly because that's what it gives you. And you could use Destructo Disc or other applications, or you could even teleport because that's like a key technique. So it's really the techniques that you want to use. But as far as like, I guess it would be your key reservoir of how many things you can do in succession.
Unfortunately, even in Dragon Ball Z, there are humans, and so we wouldn't be able to have much ki.
Yeah, we'd be at max on like Master Roshi Krillin level.
Yeah. Yamcha's number one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, if number one was on the bottom of your shoe.
Wow. Unfortunately, it's true.
Listen up, maggots. Here's the ring. The pecking order. There's you. The dirt.
There's Popo. Kami. The dirt.
No, Kami was like below Popo's stool, but above them. No, I just watched it last night. Oh. Yes, he was. I just watched it last night. It was like, there's Popo, the dirt, the worms inside the dirt, Popo's stool, Kami. Then you go.
But yeah, no, I think Key's pretty good. I mean, it would still be interesting to have, yeah, absolutely, or to see. Just even if we as humans don't have the ability to go Super Saiyan or become gods of destruction or whatever else, still be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't care for Key.
I would just be mad as shit to see, you know, if other races and creatures did exist. I would be really mad if I was a human and I maxed out my abilities, and then all of a sudden a Saiyan showed up and within 30 seconds surpassed me and then just continued to get stronger and stronger. Like, if I was Krillin, I don't know how I would ever, like, I don't know how Krillin continues to go about his life when
yeah, like, Android 18.
Like, yeah, I guess that's a good point. But like, yeah, because when you had, like, you were training with Goku as a kid and you were kind of on the same level, but he was still above you a little bit. And then now where you are today and you're seeing that, like, your max potential is nowhere near his base form. And this man's base. And then this man still has like six other forms. Nah, fuck you. Don't come around.
Yeah. I am okay with Key in the fact, like, if I brought it to like this world, to our knowledge, there aren't any Saiyans, there aren't any like external races. Like, it's just humans. So I could fly around. There's a strong likelihood that you could become the strongest human as far as ki.
Yeah.
It'd be useful in that sense. But also, everyone could technically fly, so I don't need a car anymore.
You guys are talking about Roshi and Krillin, but Mr. Satan technically is the strongest human. He's won the tournament a lot of times.
No, he's not the strongest human. He's the best martial artist.
Artist, yeah.
He's the world champion.
The world champion.
He defeated Cell. Just remember that.
Yeah, I remember the video.
I mean, he did befriend Majin Buu, so
yeah,
stop him from destroying the world. Then Kid Buu showed up and was like, "Fuck that noise!"
Yeah. Okay, all these guys are just playing. I'm just gonna destroy it right in here, right now.
No, I think, like, from what I know with different power systems, that's pretty much all for me and what I would want. Now, there are some other ones that I think are cool. Like Ryatsu from Bleach, like, I think that's a cool thing, but I mean, obviously we wouldn't have it, or if we did bring it here, Ryatsu's too strong, it kills people, like, just being around it, so, like, I don't really care for that. Unless I was a Shinigami, then absolutely give me that.
Terse energy. Are you just bringing Ryatsu, or are you bringing in, like, Zanpakutos as well?
Well, that comes down to the Shinigamis, right? Because Zanpakutos are partners of Shinigami. So if you bring those, then all of that, yeah, it's all part of it. But if it's just Ryatsu, that's a whole other thing. But like, I don't think I want it on the board. And then you have, of course, Cursed Energy from JJK. Like,
no, definitely not.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. Like, it's what we see is cool, but the act, do I want it? Nah.
Like, literally, for Cursed Energy to work, there has to be just a lot of turmoil and death in the world. Like, that's where that comes from. And Cursed Techniques. And it's just like, Nah. I mean, there is a lot of that in the world already, but
yeah, that's what happens though.
Plus the domain expansions too, man. No.
Now, sorry, I just thought about there is one more I would want. Jin's from Magi.
From Magi. Yeah, that's pretty
absolutely.
Cool. I think it's Ryuk.
Ryuk is like the it's definitely part of it. And the more Ryuk you have, the stronger you are. So yeah, I would want Ryuk slash Magi because the Jin's were put in by the Wizards or whatever. So yeah, all of that. I like that. I like that entirely. Because you can also fly when you're a Jin Master and when you Jin equip.
They do have schools for teaching how to use Ryuk.
Yeah. But and that's the thing. Like, I don't think I would want to just be a Ryuk user. Like, I don't want to just go to school and learn how to use Ryuk. I want to go and conquer and be a Jin. I want to go into a tower, beat whoever, and get a Jin. At least one. But most likely, I mean, obviously, most of us only really get one. We're not all Sinbad out there getting 10, right? But still, even if you just get the one, you become one of the top 1% of the world, and you don't have to use it for destruction. You can use it for peace. You can use it to just be a vigilante, whatever. You can just live your life if you want to. You don't have to be involved with anybody anywhere anymore. Like you just. And then if somebody tries to come fuck with you, you're like, hey, what is it? Blah, 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 psycho, whatever he says it, right? And it's just lightning and blow up everything up. Like, back off. Like, you know, Sinbad told that one king. He was like, here, let me show you something real quick. And then destroyed a mountain and was like, listen to me or die. Like, that's kind of where we're at now. Like, I'm not here to mess around.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I asked. I gave you an order and then for an opinion.
All I want to do is make fair trade, okay? Okay. Yeah, so I like that system as well. But that's the last for me.
That's the last for you. Yeah, I think I'm good as well. It's like chakra's cool. Pretty broad application. Everyone has a lot of... I feel like a lot of people have a lot of potential with chakra.
Walk on water.
Yeah, everyone can walk on water if you want to. Just chakra manipulation. You have the opportunity to create new jutsus. You have, you know, jutsus passed down.
It kind of like me a Jin Cherokee. Jin Cherokee.
I mean, you're not necessarily bringing.
I guess you're not bringing like, the actual like.
Yeah, you're not necessarily bringing tailed beast in, but you could just manipulate your chakra.
Because the tailed beasts were created by Kaguya's son. I forgot what his name was, but. Anyway, yeah.
So I'm not necessarily bringing Tailed Beast. You don't necessarily have to bring in, you know, KK Genkais. Maybe they develop new KK Genkais in for our world, not necessarily like Sharingan or
Yakugan
or, you know, controlling shadows. But, you know, maybe you can use your chakra to control like computers or technology or manipulate metal. I mean, it's metal manipulation in a way.
You just want to be Captain Kid. That's all you guys want to do.
Yeah, I was like, all of that just sounded super lame to me. And then when the moment he said,
but you literally just talked about Magneto.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't say I wanted to be Magneto. I said Magneto, I would be on his side.
Okay.
Outside of just killing, because I don't think they're going to kill us. Like, yeah, no, I don't want metal powers. I don't want that. No.
Magnet. I mean, there's a lot of metal in the world. You can do a lot with it.
Anything else, Matt?
I think I'm good.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, again, everyone who tuned in, thank you guys for listening. Those of you who are listening, you know, after our recording today on whatever platform you listen to your podcast, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Please, again, be sure to come to the YouTube channel. Give us a subscribe to on the YouTube channel and hit that notification bell so that you are here for the next live podcast. Be sure to follow us on our social medias as well. We're on Instagram as The Anime Feast, on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok as Anime Feast. And yeah, tell us kind of what power systems you guys really enjoy, what you want to bring into the real world. And we can kind of discuss from there. But until next time,
stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.
Peace.